Land use and transportation in the Tillicum-Burnside neighborhood will be under the microscope for the next 18 months, after Saanich Council endorsed terms of reference for the comprehensive study. Mayor Dean Murdoch said council has heard from residents and community association members about the need for an up-to-date plan for the area, bordered by the Gorge Waterway to the south, the Trans-Canada Highway to the north, Harriet Road to the east and Cuthbert Holmes Park and Tillicum Centre to the west. The study will look at four key areas: the Tillicum-Burnside Centre, the Tillicum Corridor, the Burnside Corridor and Gorge Village. The work, which comes with a $250,000 price tag, will start this winter after council adoption, and run for about 18 months, with a final report due in the spring of 2026. This is an area where we are likely to see a lot of changes in coming years, and probably one of the major drivers will be the redevelopment of the shopping center, said Murdoch, noting there have been a couple of attempts at redevelopment of the Tillicum Center site over the last several years. I suspect that's probably something we'll see in the more immediate term, so I think it's important for us to have an up-to-date plan for that area that's going to help us guide what that growth is going to look like, what kind of services and amenities are going to support that growth. Murdoch said council is aware that these kinds of plans can generate concern and frustration for residents, and lessons were learned from previous exercises. I do think that this process will be shaped and informed by some of what's been learned through Quadra and Mackenzie and the Shelburne Valley plans, and of course more recently the conclusion of the Uptown Douglas process, he said. The Quadra-Mackenzie plan, in particular, raised concern, as some of the material used at open houses and in presentations to show long-term possibilities left the impression with some residents that their homes would be replaced by new roads or multifamily projects. Cown. Susan Bryce said that was regrettable and should not happen this time around. Bryce said the process is not meant to be prescriptive or to force change on anyone's private property. Just because it comes up a certain color on a municipal map doesn't mean that somebody's going to come in and turn it into a three- or four-story development, she said. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.